turn, you might have time to speak. There barely was a lesson learned, cause it will return all favors back to me. I'm sure it tasted oh so sweet, but it was never good enough for me. I bit the tongue behind my teeth. It was never good enough for me. You say you always keep your word, show me what you're after. I thought you promised me the world, tell me what you're after. Please state the nature of the everything emergency. It's been quite a bit since I've recorded a podcast because I had a bunch of everything emergencies. Everything from sleep deprivation to my dishwasher, garbage disposal, toilet, and air conditioner all went out between September 10th and October 10th. And then I've just been really busy at work. So scrambling in some time to record some audio here. So I wasn't really sure what I wanted to record or talk about today, so I think I'm just going to talk about podcasting in general and some plans for the show. My uncle is now back in town, who, he was one of the people that I've really committed to being one of the first guests on this show, because he beat cancer. So I think cancer is a pretty big emergency, and if you can be your own first responder for cancer, that's huge. Like, just imagine being able to do your own research and with the assistance of doctors and nurses and all the real first responders that we have in this world. But also to become your own first responder and bring that information to your doctors and say, hey, I saw this, and here's the peer-reviewed papers, here's the research, I'd like to try this in addition to whatever else the doctor's recommending. Because I'm not advising people just go on the internet and find some stupid article that says, oh, if you eat the peach seeds, you're just going to cure cancer. Maybe, whatever. It's not peer-reviewed yet. It's not science yet. It is not to the level of science. Science is a mechanism for error-checking. We have a theory. We have a level that is a theory, and we have a level that is a hypothesis. And people use the word theory colloquially. That is such a hard word for me to say. But, yeah. We have the level that is a hypothesis, we have a level that is a theory, which is a body of hypotheses and proven facts. Such as the theory of gravity is not quite so theoretical when you fall out of an airplane and you splat the ground like splat. So, definitely not advising people to just, you know, shotgun approach, take whatever. But we're going to be talking about what he did. Rick Coggins is his name, and I'm pretty sure he'd be okay with me saying that on air. And he busted cancer with the help of both allopathic and naturopathic and osteopathic doctors. He just full force, like to use another Star Trek reference, to fight the Borg. Cancer is essentially the Borg in my imaginations, and you. To fight the Borg, they're cybernetic beings that are implanted with technology and biology that they've assimilated from species all across the galaxy in Star Trek. So cancer sort of does that in the body. It just grows and metastasizes and spreads. And if you just hit it with one way, it may end up adapting. But if you hit it with everything, you've got much better shot at beating it. I had a roommate from 2019 to 2020, and he passed away from cancer. So I watched his slow decline, and it was one of the most traumatic experiences I've ever seen a human being go through. And I don't wish that on anybody, and I have friends that I know that presently have cancer. And I would really like to be a force for good in this world, and part of that is bringing on these experts to beat it. And there's also sort of a secondary podcast I want to start, which would be in lockstep with this, like Jack Spierko of the Survival Podcast does with the Bitcoin Breakout. Once a week or so, he'll do a Bitcoin show, and then he'll use that as a Survival Podcast episode and also a Bitcoin Breakout. Well, I like talking about chivalry and knights and medieval history and English history and European history in general. And not a lot of people who would listen to this podcast who are more the Star Trek futuristic, maybe not even so spiritual types, might not want to hear that. So for this podcast, I'm going to call that those are the holodeck episodes, you know, where you go into the holodeck, and then if you don't want to listen to those, they'll be clearly marked as a modern chivalrist podcast, and then in the modern chivalrist podcast, I can point people back to this podcast. So it's kind of a two-for-one deal, lockstep, where if one day I want to talk about the ideals of a knight and the ideals of chivalry, not just, everybody thinks chivalry is all about just getting a girl or something. Like, chivalry has very little to do with that. Maybe 10% of chivalry is about the flirtatious, the treating women with respect. Is about, first, your duty is to God, your duty is to the king, your duty is to country, your duty is to your fellow man, and your duty is to your the citizen of your country. And it has nothing to do with statism or the ideal has nothing to do with statism. Now, knights were brutal and terrible and whatever, but the ideal is what we're shooting for in this modern chivalrous context. Just like Spearco has the modern survival context, and in this podcast, it's about integrating expert advice into your holo program. So, if people don't want to hear about that, let me know. And then I'll just kick those over to themodernchivalrist.com. I have not yet set up the website, but I do have the domain, so that's coming soon, hopefully this weekend, if I get a little bit of free time to myself, which I should get free time to myself, because I've actually planned it out this weekend to do nothing as far or as little as possible outside my house. Been really busy. I did get to go to Tennessee for the Self-Reliance Festival that Nicole Sauce produces. I got to meet Jack Spearco, John Willis, Nicole Sauce, Tim Cook, Tim the Toolman Cook, not the CEO of Apple. But let's see, what else did I do while I was there? I get to explore Tennessee. I got to meet up with some fellow independent, liberty-minded folks. You should check all of them out. SelfRelianceFestival.com, TheSurvivalPodcast.com. I believe Tim Cook is at All Seasons Maintenance. He's got a YouTube channel. Just look for Tim the Toolman Cook. I got to meet some Trekkies who were also liberty-minded homesteaders. That was really fun. They had like a bake sale kind of booth at this festival. It was in Camden, Tennessee, on John Willis's property at SEO Tactical. SOE Tactical, sorry. I always think SEO Tactical, like search engine optimization, but it's actually special operations equipment. So don't go to SEO Tactical, go to SOE Tactical and check out John Willis. He works harder than I do, and I work pretty hard. So, and he's just one of those guys that's always on something. So getting to spend some time at his property was a joy and a pleasure. And just getting to meet everybody. They had booths for people to, you know, sell their wares. They had talks every half hour on some sort of a either survival, homesteading, freedom, independence, liberty. It was just a great environment, and I felt at home. And with living in the city of Phoenix for my entire life, around millions of people, I think we're up to like 7 million if you count the outskirts of Phoenix. But Phoenix proper is at least 5 million. And it's just growing and growing because more and more people are moving here. I kind of want to move out. I kind of want to move out to a place like Tennessee, like Camden, and see the sights, which is grass and trees. And it's so peaceful there. Maybe I shouldn't even be saying this because then some of you are going to move in and make it less peaceful. Just kidding. But, yeah. As I finish up recording this, the sun is coming up, and it's time for me to go to work, because I forgot my laptop at the office, and I can't work from home without my laptop. So, I'm going to leave you with the theme song again. Just go back and maybe listen to that song. It's about integrity. It's about doing what you say. It's about getting things done. And I think it's a perfect fit for this show. And hopefully the band that recorded it will actually like the fact that I'm promoting them for free. And let me use that a minute clip of their 3-minute song. But go back to episode 1 or 2 or whichever one it is. And find the YouTube video and give them some love, because they're a pretty cool band.